Chapter 47.
1. And Joseph came in and made known to Pharaoh, and said, My father and my brothers, and their flocks and their herds, and all which is theirs, have come in from the land of Canaan. 2. And, behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took 5 men from among his brothers and set them before Pharaoh. 3. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, What is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, Your servants are shepherds of flocks, both we and our fathers. 4. And they said to Pharaoh, We have come in to stay in the land, because there is no pasture for the flocks which belong to your servants, for the famine is heavy in the land of Canaan. And now please let your servants live in the land of Goshen. 5. And Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, Your father and your brothers have come in to you. 6. The land of Egypt is before you, cause your father and your brothers to live in the best of the land, let them live in the land of Goshen. And if you know men of ability among them, make them chiefs of livestock over what is mine. 7. And Joseph brought in his father Jacob and placed him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. 8. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, How many are the days of the years of your life? 9. And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The days of the years of my camps are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not reached the days of the years of the life of my fathers, and the days of their camps. 10. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and went out from before Pharaoh. 11. And Joseph caused his father and his brothers to live, and gave them a place in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh commanded. 12. And Joseph nourished his father and his brothers, and all his father's house with bread for the mouth of the little ones.
13. And no bread was in the land, because the famine was exceedingly severe, and the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan were completely burned up from the famine. 14. And Joseph gathered up all the silver found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan in return for the grain they were buying, and Joseph brought in the silver to the house of Pharaoh.
15. And the silver failed from the land of Egypt, and from the land of Canaan. And all Egypt came unto Joseph, saying, Give us bread, and, why should we die before you? For the silver has failed. 16. And Joseph said, Give your livestock, and I will give to you for your livestock, if silver has failed. 17. And they brought in their livestock to Joseph. And Joseph gave bread to them for the horses, and for the livestock of the flocks, for the livestock of the herds, and for the donkeys. And he satisfied them with bread in that year for all their livestock. 18. And that year ended, and they came in to him in the second year and said to him, We cannot hide from my master that the silver and the livestock of the animals have failed, going to my master. Nothing is left before my master except our bodies and our lands. 19. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us in our land for bread, and let us, we in our land, become slaves to Pharaoh, and give seed so that we may live and not die, and the land not be desolate. 20. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, because each one in Egypt sold his field, because this famine was severe on them, and the land became Pharaoh's. 21. And as for the people, he caused them to pass over into the cities, and from the end of the border of Egypt to its other end. 22. Only he did not buy the land of the priests, for Pharaoh had appointed a portion for the priests, and they usually ate their appointed portion which Pharaoh gave to them. For this reason they did not sell their land. 23. And Joseph said to the people, Behold, I have bought you and your land today. Behold, here is seed for you, and you sow the land. 24. And it shall be, as you gather, you shall give a fifth part to Pharaoh, and four parts shall be yours, for the seed of the field and for your food, and for those in your houses, and for food for your little ones. 25 And they said, You have saved our lives, let us find favor in the eyes of my master, and we will become slaves to Pharaoh. 26 And Joseph made it a law until this day on the land of Egypt, the fifth part is for Pharaoh, only the land of the priests being accepted, it did not become Pharaoh's. 27 And Israel lived in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen. And they owned in it, and were fruitful, and multiplied exceedingly. 28 And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. And the days of Jacob, the years of his life were 147 years. 29 And the days of Israel to die drew near. And he called to his son Joseph and said to him, Now if I have found favor in your eyes, please put your hand under my thigh, and do kindness and truth with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt. 30 But let me lie with my fathers, and carry me from Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do according to your words. 31 And he said, Swear to me. And he swore to him. And Israel bowed on the head of the bed.
Chapter 48
1 And after these things it happened, one said to Joseph, Behold, your father is sick. And he took his two sons with him, Manasseh and Ephraim. 2 And one spoke to Jacob and said, Behold, your son Joseph has come to you. And Israel took strength and sat on the bed. 3 And Jacob said to Joseph, El Shaddai appeared to me in Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. 4 And said to me, Behold, I will make you fruitful and will multiply you, and will give you a multitude of peoples. And I will give this land to your seed after you as a continual possession. 5 And now your two sons, those born to you in the land of Egypt before my coming to you in Egypt, are mine, Ephraim and Manasseh, like Reuben and Simeon, even they shall be mine. 6 And your offspring which you father after them, they shall be yours. According to the name of their brothers they shall be called in their inheritance. 7 And I, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died on me in the land of Canaan in the way, with only a little way to come to Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way to Ephrath, it being Bethlehem. 8 And Israel saw the sons of Joseph, and he said, Who are these? 9 And Joseph said to his father, They are my sons, whom Elohim has given to me here. And he said, Now bring them to me and I will bless them. 10 And the eyes of Israel were heavy from age, he not being able to see. And he brought them near to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. 11 And Israel said to Joseph, I did not think to see your face, and, behold, Elohim also causes me to see your seed.
12 And Joseph brought them out from his knees, and he bowed his face to the earth. 13 And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim in his right hand, to the left of Israel, and Manasseh in his left hand, to the right of Israel. And he brought them to him. 14 And Israel sent forth his right hand and put it on the head of Ephraim, and he was the younger. And he put his left hand on the head of Manasseh, crossing his hands, for Manasseh was the firstborn.
15 And he blessed Joseph and said, The Elohim before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the Elohim who has fed me since I was born until today. 16 The messenger that redeemed me from every evil, may he bless the youths, and may my name be called on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and may they like fishes grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. 17 And Joseph saw that his father was putting his right hand on the head of Ephraim, and it was evil in his eyes. And he took hold of his father's hand to turn it from Ephraim's head to the head of Manasseh. 18. And Joseph said to his father, Not so, my father. For this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. 19. And his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall be a people, and he shall become great. But his younger brother shall become greater than he, and his seed shall become the fullness of the nations. 20. And he blessed them in that day, saying, In you shall Israel bless, saying, May Elohim make you like Ephraim and like Manasseh. 21. And Israel said to Joseph, See, I am dying, and Elohim will be with you, and will return you to the land of your fathers. 22. And I will give to you one spur of land beyond your brothers, which I took from the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow.
Chapter 49.
1. And Jacob called his sons and said, Gather yourselves and I will tell you what will happen to you in the latter days. 2. Gather yourselves and hear, sons of Jacob. Yea, listen to your father Israel. 3. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my strength and the first fruit of my power. Excellence of dignity and excellence of might. 4. Like boiling water you shall not excel, for you went up to the bed of your father. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. 5. Simeon and Levi, brothers. Their weapons are instruments of violence. 6. Let not my soul come into their counsel. Let not my spirit be joined to their company, for in their anger they killed a man, and in self-will they lammed an ox. 7. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and I will scatter them in Israel. 8. Judah, may your brothers praise you, your hand be on the neck of your enemies. May the sons of your father bow themselves to you.
9. Judah is a lion's whelp. My son, you have risen up from the prey. He stoops, he crouches like a lion, and like a lioness, who can rouse him? 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawmaker from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the people to him. 11. Binding his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine, he washes his clothing in wine, and his covering in the blood of grapes. 12. His eyes shall be dark from wine and his teeth white from milk. 13. Zebulun shall live at the seashore, and he shall be a haven of ships, even his border beside Sidon. 14. Issachar is a strong donkey, crouching between the sheepfolds. 15. And he saw a resting place that it was good, and that the land was pleasant. And he bowed his neck to bear, and became a tribute slave. 16. Dan shall judge his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. 17. Let Dan be a serpent on the way, a horned snake on the path that bites the horse's heels, and its rider falls backward. 18. I have waited for your salvation, O Yahweh. 19. Gad, an army shall attack him, and he shall overcome on their heel. 20. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall give a king's delicacies. 21. Naphtali is a deer let loose giving one beautiful answers. 22. Joseph is a fruitful son by a spring. His daughters run over a wall. 23. And the masters of arrows harass him, and shoot, and an archer lurks for him. 24. His bow abides in strength, and the hands of his arms are made agile by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, from the shepherd, the rack of Israel. 25, from the ill of your father, may he help you. And may the Almighty bless you with blessings of heaven from above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts and womb. 26, the blessings of your father are above the blessings of my offspring, to the limit of everlasting hills, may they be for the head of Joseph and for the crown of the one separated of his brothers. 27, Benjamin is a wolf that tears. In the morning he devours the prey, and at evening he divides the spoil. 28, all these were the tribes of Israel, 2 and 10. And this is what their father spoke to them. And he blessed them, each one with what was according to his blessing, he blessed them. 29, and he commanded them, and said to them, I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me beside my fathers, at the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, 30, in the cave in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, the field which Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite for a burying place. 31, they buried Abraham and his wife Sarah there, and they buried Isaac and his wife Rebekah, and I buried Leah there, 32, the purchase of the field and the cave in it, from the sons of Heth. 33, and Jacob finished commanding his sons, and he gathered his feet into the bed. And he expired, and was gathered to his people.